A state audit on sex offender registration compliance says the state has stepped up its efforts, and it shows. However, state auditor Susan Montee says more work needs to be done. State auditor Susan Montee says statewide registration noncompliance dropped from about 36% in 2002 to 7% now.
For these guys in law enforcement and you know, especially on the local level, the county sheriffs to have made the kind of strides they have when it's, you know, it's kind of been a moving target. Every time you turn around, there's a new set of rules out there. They really need to be commended for the work they've done to do this.
She says further improvements are still needed to ensure previously exempt offenders have been re-registered, data matches are performed, and offenders are getting treatment. She says law enforcement working with the Department of Labor has helped track offenders down who have gotten a job but haven't registered.
A lot more cooperation, the letting people know when people are reincarcerated, that was a big issue. You know, they're not reporting in, we don't know where they are, and we find out they're in the system. Those types of things were also contributed to the larger numbers.
Despite the reduction in numbers of non-registered sex offenders, federal standards call for the numbers to come down even more. Federal funding for the registry program depends on it. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.